AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The United Nations Nuclear Agency says Iran has met its commitments in a landmark nuclear deal with six world powers. It means sanctions will be lifted and allows Iran to immediately recoup some $100 billion in assets frozen overseas. The head of the IAEA says this means relations between Iran and the agency are entering a new phase, and says it's an important day for the international community. He congratulated all those who helped make it a reality. It was during the talks in Vienna that a prisoner swap was worked out between the U.S. and Iran.
We give thanks to God that they're coming home.
That was a response in South Carolina from Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz. Nagma Abedini's husband, Pastor Saeed Abedini, is one of the Americans freed. From her home in Idaho, Abedini says doctors are checking out all of the released Americans.
Other than the news that have come out of Iran, I haven't seen him in 3.5 years, so I don't know what condition he's in until I see him.
Also being released is Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian and two other Americans. A fifth American, a student identified as Matthew Tevethnik, was released in a move unrelated to the swap. The U.S. will either pardon or drop charges against seven Iranians, six of whom are dual citizens accused or convicted of violating U.S. sanctions. President Obama signed an emergency declaration for Flint, Michigan today. It clears the way for federal aid to the city undergoing a drinking water crisis. Flint switched water supplies in 2014 while a new pipeline was being constructed, and the corrosive water from the Flint River let out lead from the old pipes. The search continues for 12 Marines missing after their helicopter went down off Oahu late Thursday. A Marine Corps spokesman says the search will likely last several more days. Celine Dion's brother has died just days after the pop star's husband died. Daniel Dion was 59. This is AP Radio News. The NFL playoffs this weekend kick off soon in Foxborough, Massachusetts. The Kansas City Chiefs visit the New England Patriots. Tom Brady says his intensity will be on display for New England.
I'm not the easiest guy to play with. I think there's a lot of high expectations, and I try to put a lot of pressure on everybody to get the best out of us. There's no next week.
Tomorrow, the Steelers visit the Broncos in the other AFC matchup. Tonight near Phoenix, the Green Bay Packers visit the Arizona Cardinals. Quarterback Carson Palmer says the Cardinals aren't thinking about their 38-8 win over the Packers during the regular season.
We're focusing on this team. Things have changed a little bit here and there. It's the playoffs. It's different. So we can't rely on what happened a couple weeks ago.
The Cardinals lost in a rout to the Seahawks to end the regular season. The other NFC game is tomorrow. It is the Seahawks and the Carolina Panthers. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.